You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Carrie Oberbrunner here. Welcome to episode, guess what, 100. Yes, my friend. Thank you so much for being with us. I can't believe it. Episode 100. It's taken a while, but we've really cranked it up these last few months. And I wanted to make this episode incredibly special. Why? Because you are worth it. Your ideas are worth it. That's why we've titled this episode, How to Make 2017 Your Year of Unhackability. You might think it's hype, you might think it's crazy, but it's absolutely true. Last year, 2016, was the year that I truly operated from unhackability. Years past, I kind of experimented with it. There were moments of unhackability. There were bright, shining spots. But last year, I put everything together, all the years of research, all the years of split testing, all the years of analysis, and we put it into a model. And personally and professionally, I achieved more goals than ever before, than I ever imagined. And what's absolutely crazy is I want to share that with you today. I literally get excited when I think about you sinking your teeth into unhackability. Here's what it comes down to: idea achievement. That's what being unhackable is in about two words: idea achievement. Now, I know we're close to January 1st, or maybe you're listening to this afterwards, but here's the point. Everybody gets hyped about New Year's resolutions. New Year's resolutions is like you saying you are going to renovate your house. You are going to do a complete house renovation, and all you do is simply put a new coat of spray paint over the top of it. Now, you know that would be absolutely nuts to claim that you're going to have a house renovation, that you're going to, you know, totally beautify your house, totally change it, and then merely grab a few cans of spray paint and spray the outside. But that's exactly what people do when they make New Year's resolutions. All they're doing is adjusting the external. Rarely are people ever doing anything to the internal. And as a result, they can maintain it for a couple days. But then after that, willpower is not enough. They need massive internal renovation. And what I believe they need is unhackability. And that's what I'm going to peel back the layers today. Pull back the curtain, lift up the hood, whatever analogy you want to use. I'm going to share with you, my friend, how to make that happen today. I don't know if you're excited, but I am. And let's jump right in to the content. I like to be totally upfront. And so as a result, I'm going to share with you that at the end, if this resonates with you, if this fills your cup, you know, I'm going to share with you at the end how you may want to consider Elixir Project Experience. Why? Because to become unhackable, you need to change your wiring. You need to literally rewire the way that you think. It's true. You don't get what you want, you get what you think and how you think. And you cannot change results if you think the same thoughts. And so, right now, for some of you, I'm already speaking your language. So, right now, some of you might want to text unhackability. Unhackability to 33444. That's how you get into the special training this next week for free. that I'm teaching, where you get a guidebook. You get to spend time with me on a live teaching, a live training. We have never released this content as far as the program goes. I've done one webinar in the past, massive outpouring of people, hundreds and hundreds of people without even really advertising it, jumped in and said, Carrie, I want to sink my teeth into this. I'm going to give you a overview today. But some of you are like, Carrie, I don't want to mess around. Just tell me where to go. So 33444, just put a text message out. Use the word unhackability, and we will get you immediately sent a link so that you can register for the free training and learn the finer points of unhackability. But for all of you who want to, quote, kick the tires first, here's what unhackability is. You see, I believe that we have been created in the same image as God. Now, some of you might be like, what? What in the world? It's all good. I believe that we are the top of the creation ladder, if you will. You know, no squirrels around, no dog is around thinking, I wonder if I could become unhackable in 2017. It just isn't happening. But people can imagine incredible ideas. That's one of the gifts that humanity has. But I think it's also one of the curses. Let me explain why. Look, there's nothing more fulfilling than idea achievement. There's nothing more debilitating and discouraging than idea failure or idea stagnation or idea frustration. What happens when you do that? Well, like my friend John Eldridge wrote over a decade ago, when you have ideas and they are not fulfilled, you only have two choices. You can either suffer the pain of not achieving your idea, or what most people do is they begin to anesthetize the pain. They basically commit soul suicide. They say, having ideas and not achieving them is more painful than having any idea. And so therefore, I'm not going to have ideas anymore. So I'm going to kill the seat of where my ideas flow from, which is my heart. And they end up committing soul suicide and live a life of idealessness. Now, you might be saying, what are you talking about? Look, all you need to do is go up to a kid and say, what's your dream? Go up to young kids. What's your dream? What do you want to do? What do you want to be? Who do you want to, you know, yesterday I'm riding with my daughter who's, how old is she now? She just turned, nine. She's sitting in the front seat with me and saying, hey daddy, how many kids did you want to have when you were little? And I'm like, I don't know, you know, a boy and a girl. And she said, oh, you know, I want to have three. And my friend Isabella wants four and Alicia wants seven. And she just starts going down the line about how many kids her nine-year-old friends and her want. They're already imagining a life of one day motherhood. Nothing crazy, but just imagining that right now. That's what happens. That's what happens. Kids understand idea achievement. Adults, you go up to them and say, what do you want to be? What do you want to do? What do you want to have? I asked my friend this the other day. What do you want 2017 to be? I don't know. You know, I don't know. What do you want it to be? And most adults have lost touch with their ideas. And to have ideas again, they need to do what I call idea recovery. Not idea discovery, where they go out and find it. They need to go out and rekindle it because they've lost it along the way. If you are not ideating, if you are not dreaming, you are not alive. One of the signs of being alive in this life is that you have thoughts that are higher than your current reality. I'm not talking about discontent. I'm talking about imagining that you have more, do more, become more, say more, reach more, teach more, whatever. More is a principle of divinity. Now, you might say, what in the world are you talking about, Carrie? Look, God His idea is to increase his glory throughout the earth. And why is that unegotistical? Because he's the perfect being. So no wonder he wants to increase his glory. Even God says, I want more. Isn't that amazing? So the fact that you want more through your vehicle of your ideas and dreams, all it does is reveal the fact that you are created in God's image. But now you have a choice. Now you can either say, well, there's no way I can ever achieve those dreams and ideas, so I'm just going to, quote, pick up the remote, join the fantasy football league, binge watch on Netflix, whatever. Pop the pill, look at the porn, whatever. That's what most people do. Most people say, I have no vehicle or track record or path for idea achievement, and so therefore I'm going to create idea what? Annihilation. I'm going to kill these ideas. I'm going to just bury them. The fact that you have been given ideas and the fact that you, my friend, this means if you can think it, you have already created it once in your mind. See, I can't get into all the details today, but all I know is that I've done massive research. I've looked at all the idea achievers in the world. I've looked at my own path. How did I partner with Hollywood celebrities for Shawshank book release? How did I create Author Academy Elite from an idea that now has over 300 authors and an international business? How did we launch the world's biggest live stream book release party ever through Elixir Project on December 6th? Everything that I have achieved has been through this formula called what? Elixir Project Experience. It is knowing. It is being. It is doing. It centers around idea, focus, and flow. Flawless idea anatomy, deliberate magnetic focus, and optimal human performance. And you may be one of the many, 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 many people who've already registered for the course, which is fantastic. I have never been more excited for a course than Elixir Project Experience. I have invested years of my life to basically reveal the path and the plan for idea achievement for the rest of your life. Students in this course for the rest of their life will be able to insert their idea on day zero. And on day 30, out comes an idea that is flawless idea anatomy. They've learned how to tap into their superhuman focus, and they've learned how to perform with it through the state of flow, which is optimal human performance. This is revolutionizing the way athletics is done, entertainment, arts, business, education, faith, you name it. If you have an idea and you've imagined it, you've already created it once. It's called first creation. Every single thing that you look around in the room that you're at right now has been created twice. Once in the designer's mind, and then once manifested in real time. But here's the crazy thing. Your brain knows no difference. You might say, Carrie, what are you talking about? Look, if you can imagine an idea, you can actually have physiological symptoms around that idea. What do I mean by that? Some of you, your idea is so big, so daunting, so exciting that you actually have fears related to it. Fears are emotions. You have emotional responses to it, like, what if that happened? Or I couldn't do it. Or now I have anxiety. What are you talking about, Carrie? It's only imaginary. Or is it? How can you have physiological symptoms, positive or negative, about something that doesn't even exist? Now, it already exists once in your mind. So if you're going to have the negative or positive physiological symptoms by merely thinking about an idea, might as well go through with it. Might as well implement it. You see, dreaming and doing is called ideation and implementation. And very few people have mastered and learned how to tap into that divine ability that God gave us with. God did not say, let there be light, and then he went and played Xbox. Let there be light, and then he watched Fantasy Football League. Let there be light, and then he got distracted and started playing bowling with the angels. No, God said, let there be light, boom, and then there was light. He had a zero gap implementation. Now, as humans, can you and I have a zero gap reality between ideation and implementation? You tell me. You see, have you ever said the word abracadabra? Now, some of you are saying, Carrie, I've heard a little bit about this before. You're teaching this. Yeah, pretty excited about it. Pretty excited to share this wherever I go. Because as kids, you and I said, walking around in life, abracadabra. It's raining outside. Up, turn to sun, abracadabra. And what happened is we had no clue what abracadabra meant, but go look it up on Google. You will find out it means I create as I speak. I create as I speak. You, my friend, were created as a being who was supposed to have an idea and then implement, who was supposed to ideate and then implement. Why do I know this? Because you said abracadabra in life wherever you went. See, kids understand this, but adults were like, oh, well, you know, who am I to have an idea? Or I've had ideas in the past. Look, I don't care if you go to Henry Ford. I don't care if you go to Thomas Edison. I don't care if you go to Amelia Earhart. I don't care who you think about, Oprah, whatever. They all had ideas and then implemented them. Now, did life say no to them? Yeah. Life said no to them all kinds of times until they learned the secret weapon, until they learned how to push through that. And again, in 30 days, there's a daily mission. Every single day I have a daily mission. It's like we take this big thing called idea achievement and whittle it down into 30 days, sprinkled with 5 master classes set within a vibrant community called the Igniting Souls Tribe, where you have 24/7 access to me. I'm telling you, this course is unbelievable. Bottom line. One of the things I have people do in the course is they write a letter from a fictitious follower about imaginary impact. Now, again, you might be thinking, what are you saying, Carrie? I do this all the time. Before I have an idea, I sit down and I write a letter to me from a fictitious follower about the imaginary impact that my idea creates for them. Dear Carrie, we've never met, but I wanted to write you a letter because your idea changed my life. Fill in the blank. Your book changed my life. Your ministry changed my life. Your business changed my life. Your whatever idea changed my life. And what I do is I have our students write a letter from a fictitious follower about imaginary impact, and they are blown away. Because see, the mind cannot differentiate. Look, I get these letters all the time from real people. I have no idea who they are. I mean, they tell me their name. I see their quote email or their Facebook message or whatever, you know, but I have no idea who they are really. So if your mind doesn't even know who these people are, it cannot differentiate between an imaginary letter. What we do is we begin to build all the signs, all the indicators, all the signals about your idea achievement. And we basically trick your brain, just like your brain is amazing, but we basically trick your brain into achieving this idea. And suddenly you actually learn how to create a flawless idea. It's called flawless idea anatomy. It's built out of 4 components. These are the same components Martin Luther King used for his I Have a Dream speech, the same components Jesus used for his Sermon on the Mount, the same components that JFK used for the Man on the Moon. We take an idea through the flawless idea anatomy 4 components. Then next, what we do is we go into your deliberate magnetic focus. We call these focus filters. How do you begin to adjust all your energy, all your power, all your efforts into this single idea? Most people make common mistakes because they don't understand the focus filters. But you, my friend, can do crazy stuff. This is the same stuff that you did if you ever fell in love. You used the focus filters. You just didn't know how to use them. Okay, what you did is you had an idea that was so intense, that was such a burning desire, that it actually happen for those of you who, you know, who found your love of your life at one time in your life. You apply the focus filters in a very small way, in a very haphazard way, but you still tapped into some of this stuff. Well, guess what? As we've gone into neuroscience, as we've gone into success science, idea achievement, you name it, neurochemistry, what we've realized is like that is actually something you could do and you should do all the time. You should be able to use these things that are inside you. You just don't know how. So then last, we go into optimal human performance, which is flow. You might be saying, Carrie, what are you talking about, flow? Well, I'll tell you about flow. Let me just give you some crazy stats about the reality of flow for a moment. Either humans are becoming crazy or this actually is true. You see, surfing is a 1,000-year-old sport, and 20 years ago, the biggest wave ever ridden was 25 feet. Think about that. 1,000-year-old sport. For up until 20 years ago, the largest wave was 25 feet. Today, surfers jump into waves that are 100 feet tall. How do we, as a human species, do that in 20 years? We gain 75 feet high in our surfing over a 1,000-year-old sport. How? Flow. How do we, in 1992, the largest gap ever cleared by a snowboarder was 40 feet. Today, it's 230 feet. We're talking 1992 to 2017, and we've gone from 40 feet to 230 feet. Something crazy is happening, or we've learned that every gold medal ever won, that every business achievement that was ever gained, right? That every invention that was ever secured, that the people were in flow. When you are in flow, your productivity goes up 500%. This is not hype. DARPA, right? The defense organization for the military has discovered that when people are in flow, soldiers, they can do crazy, crazy stats in terms of performance and learning. They've cut down the sniper training in half by their snipers being in flow. This is stuff that McKinsey and Company did a 10-year research study, right? Outside consultants. And they found that the top executives in the world, the ones who are crushing it, are the ones who've built their lives around flow. If you do not know how to create flow triggers in your life, how to build your life around flow, a state of being, right? And trust me, you're not going to have this 24/7 flow, because that is a misunderstanding. Flow comes in four stages. And one of those stages is recovery. You cannot overtrain. Okay, Michael Phelps, yes, is in flow when he's achieving his medals, but he also has to go into the fourth phase of flow, which is called recovery. And if you don't understand these finer points of flow, you won't know how to use this crazy ability that is inside your body. Chances are you've had microflow. Microflow happens when your inner critic shuts down. It's when time dilation begins to happen. You might say, what are you talking about? Time slows down in a freeze frame effect, or it speeds up. Have you ever been talking with a friend or doing something where you've lost track of time and 5 hours went by like 5 minutes? You were in flow. Jazz musicians call this playing in the pocket. Runners call it runner's high. Basketball players call it in the zone. There is a state of performance where it's a surge and blending of action and awareness, where near perfect decision making results. This is flow, total awareness, total absorption. You don't look at your side on the outside and say, you don't look at yourself on the outside and say, why am I doing it wrong? What if I mess up? No, that means that you've stepped outside of the present moment. You're no longer in flow. The prefrontal cortex has not shut down. Instead, my friend, when you're in flow, you experience what's called transient hypofrontality. Transient meaning temporary, hypo meaning the opposite of hyper, it means slow, and frontality, the part of your brain, the prefrontal cortex that shuts down. This is where Captain Sully landed the plane in the Hudson River because he was in flow. We call it a miracle of the Hudson, but in reality, neurochemistry-wise, he experienced a cocktail of five neurochemicals that all result in flow. You can be all the doubters you want. If you're like, what is this dude even talking about? I've never heard about this stuff, Carrie. I get it. Mihai Csikszentmihalyi, a researcher, this is all new stuff, but it's been documented under the radar for about the last 20 years, and we only see the results. We see, well, how are Olympians doing this crazy stuff today? Flow. And when you blend all three together, flawless idea anatomy, deliberate magnetic focus, and optimal human performance, idea, focus, and flow, this is my passion project. This is what is possible for you when you become unhackable, the year of unhackability. Why in the world would you want your competitors to understand this stuff and you not? Seriously, because that's the danger. You may be listening to this podcast and saying, well, Carrie, that's nice. That sounds really cool. That's crazy out there. That sounds like Superman or Marvel Comics or something weird. But I'm just not going to do it. I'm just going to wait around another 5 years. Fine. Well, you wait around another 5 years and others are gaining massive steps forward in their business, in their life, personally and professionally. You are becoming an ostrich and putting your head in the sand and saying, well, I'm just not going to tap into this stuff. And then 5, 10, 20, 50 years when this stuff starts becoming mainstream, you're going to say, I wish I knew. Just like the gold rush, just like anything that's happened, the technological revolution, the people who were the early adopters, the people who latched on and realized something is here. I need to find out what this is. This is unbelievable. Those were the people who cashed in. And I'm not just speaking about dollars. They cashed in as people, holistically. This is my personal invitation to you. Text unhackability to 33444. We're releasing this free teaching to the world. This is how passionate I am about this, becoming unhackable. I want you to experience that, where you go from knowing, being, doing, idea, focus, flow, visualization, prioritization, optimization. It's crazy, cool stuff, and it's where I am spending my time personally and professionally, helping athletes, business people, artists, entertainers, authors, ministry leaders determine and discover how to become unhackable. It's called Elixir Project Experience. It's a 30-day program to experience unhackability in work and life. This is just the podcast episode that kind of brings you to the dance, if you will. And you have a choice to get out on the floor. It's called the free training. If you're saying, Carrie, I want to check some of this stuff out, go to elixirprojectbook.com. Elixirprojectbook.com. We have a free assessment. Yes, you can literally weigh in with 30 questions and determine if you're getting hacked, determine where you're getting hacked, and it's all free. The unhackability assessment. My friend, thank you so much for joining us. This is episode 100. I wanted to bring this special teaching to you for the look. I know we could have had some major, crazy, big party for episode 100. I'm too busy, or I should say, I'm too intentional right now about the message of unhackability. I don't have time for all the hype, all the hoopla. All I'm saying is this is an important message. Why? Because I cannot wait to see you experience idea achievement. Imagine your idea being implemented in 2017. That's what I want for you. That's how it can happen. Talk to you very soon.